Sedna and Her Children by H. Savinian. Read by Potvig Lover. A Gentoo South story with a focus on Francesca Vecchio. Summary: Franny and Upcoming Motherhood. Written for the DS Snippet Challenge 55. Sedna roamed the deep, the cold forgotten deep. No one wants to be alone. Fraser sang her a song after she told everyone she was pregnant. It was a sweet song and lonely and happy, and it made her want to cry, and she hadn't even gotten to the weepy stage, Ma kept predicting, along with the bloating. Boy, was she looking forward to that. It was about having kids. An Inuit lady or goddess or something was lonely and made herself a bunch of kids all on her own and filled the sea with life, seals and whales and everything. All by herself, because all the guys around were assholes or not worth her time or not available or just not interesting. Franny could dig that. She was running all the time. Franny took Auntie to the daycare a couple of times a week to get her used to babies again, since Maria's were all past the crawling and tail-pulling stages. She put together the corner of her room for the baby, got her temp used to the computers at the precinct for when she was gone on maternity leave, avoided her ma and her friends and their advice, because every one of them said something different, and look how well their kids had turned out. She went to pregnant yoga classes at the Y, which was only a little awkward when they found out she'd got a sperm donation instead of a husband or boyfriend. Except the lady who ran the class had smiled and congratulated her on thinking things through and making her decision by herself. She watched herself grow and thought about how maybe she would adopt a kid next time. There were a lot of kids who needed homes, and she could be their ma, just like she was going to be a ma to this one. They shouldn't be alone either. The end.